Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax. I am here with Michael Brazemley. That was, that was Robbie Robb with the song In Time. That is off the Bill & Ted soundtrack for Bill & Ted's Excellent Adventure. By the way, a little bit of trivia about me. My favorite movie of all time, Bill & Ted's Bogus Journey. All right. Hey, Michael, what are we talking about today?
Well, I would say hi, everyone. But,
oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
I figured we can talk about Under Time.
All right. So this time of year, we were recording this in February. You know, once Christmas passes, mail volume drops and there's not a ton of packages anymore. And so management may try to hit you up for what they call undertime, which is like the opposite of overtime. And Michael, you got a cupcake, right? Does management ever try to claim you have undertime?
They do.
Yeah. And do you give them undertime and go work on other people's routes? Yep, never. That is the right.
I take it back. I've done it a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, there may be some exceptional situations where you could do it. But generally, there are things that you should be doing with that time that often get neglected. For example, your 3982 labels, the pink cards where you track the forwards, those need to be gone through every so often. And you want to, A, make sure that all of your 3982 labels, the little white stickers, are put onto the appropriate pink cards, and that the ones that are now expired are crossed out so that it's easy to find forwards when you need them. What's something else you do with your undertime?
Well, undertime, out on the street, you're still maintaining the route, make sure that the names are correct on the each box. Mm-hmm. Forwards are on there, vacants.
Right. If you have centralized delivery, cluster boxes, apartments, anything like that, yeah, you're going to label those boxes, make sure they're all up to date.
Exactly. So there's a lot of things you can do. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest thing is the management may want to fight you on that undertime.
Right.
Okay. So what do you do on that?
Yeah. They don't want you to maintain your boxes. They want you to take a piece of somebody else's route. Yeah.
But that is in your M41.
Right. These are your duties for your route. And you see people who complain about like how long their route is or whatever, and they just leave all this stuff neglected.
Right.
And then management comes to them from undertime and they wind up going and doing that. And so you see people's cases that are an absolute mess. And there's just papers everywhere. There's forms all tucked into cubbies. And that's the kind of thing that you should
And on the street with the CBUs, mailboxes, or just a mess and no names on them.
Right. Yeah, it's a complete mess. Mm-hmm. And that's something else you can do is like kind of monitor your route. Like if you deliver door to door, whether it's over the curb or park and loop, make sure that all the houses have house numbers, make sure the access is clear. And there's a form, which I think I talked about on a previous postal stand-up, that you can use to tell people like, hey, you got to put a house number on your route, on your house. And that's also something that you would do with that undertime is write up those forms, get them delivered.
Or the mailboxes are properly put in place and so forth.
Right.
So
yeah, exactly. There's your mailbox is in disrepair. Yeah. You have any of those things. And then also with the mailboxes, if your mailboxes are stuffed full and they need, you know, that mail to be pulled out, do a 10-day hold, all of that stuff is done with that time.
Now, here's a little thing that most people don't know is on the advos, it actually has
the
dates
weekly
on
ads.
It.
Yeah.
It has dates on it.
Okay.
I usually don't do the 10-day hold. If I see the advos and they haven't picked up their mail for 2 months, then
Then the 10 days is already gone. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's fair. I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that, and I'm glad you did not. Yeah, the ads are deliverable mail just like everything else. But if you know they come out once a week and there's already 10 of them in there, then okay, you could just take that.
They haven't picked up mail for 10 weeks.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But dude, that's something else that you need to be doing with this time is if you have a box that's full like that, go to the apartment manager or go knock on the door and see if you can figure out whether that unit is vacant or not.
But you got to remember when you vacate a box, you got to go through the mail because some of them are pre-sort standard, which goes to UBIM and some of the first class mail. So those mail, you don't want to put them in UBIM. So you have to make sure that goes in the right spot. So that takes time.
Yes, it does. Right. And all of these are things that can be done on undertime. And the list goes on. We will have another episode where we talk about more of these things, but we're coming up on the 5-minute mark. And so that'll do for today's postal stand-up. But guys, the takeaway here, don't just give away that time. That is time for your route to do the things.
To maintain your route.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.